Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson in for Roland Giacopetti on this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, we have Sol Flamenco, music and dance troupe based out of Santa Rosa, who will be performing on Saturday, April 6th at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts in Sebastopol. My guest is Artistic Director for Sol Flamenco, Joel Gonsalves. Welcome.
Hi, Charlie. Good morning.
Thank you for having some time to come talk to us about Sol Flamenco and this show on April 6th. What can people expect when they come to see you?
This is going to be an absolutely fabulous performance. We're going to have six artists. And for those who have been to the Sebastopol Center for the Arts in the past, it has excellent sight lines. It's a very large venue and it has a very large stage, which means I get to bring additional artists that I don't usually bring. And this time we have four dancers in addition to the two musicians.
Excellent. And Sol Flamenco is all about the passion and fire of Spain on
stage.
That
is correct. Yeah. Flamenco is, I believe, one of the first types of world music, world fusion music, in that it has Southern Spanish elements, of course, but also Sephardic Jewish culture, Moorish culture, because the Moors did occupy Spain originally. And so I think that really comes through with the music. You hear almost somewhat of an Arabic sound to it.
And aside from four dancers, you will be having guitarist Mark Taylor.
That's correct.
And singer La Yuli.
La Yuli, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
She's based in San Francisco. And Mark Taylor, I believe, is a Sonoma County favorite. He's been playing throughout Sonoma County and beyond for decades now. And I'm fortunate to live down the street from him, so we have lots of fun rehearsals together.
Excellent. Tell me a bit about how in flamenco the guitar and the singing interacts with the dancing, how it all comes together.
Absolutely. I was just teaching a class to some students this morning, and I was introducing to them the concept of cuadrao, which is the interplay between the singer and also the guitarist and the dancers, and how each person plays an important role and gives musical cues to one another. And there's a lot of call and response. So sometimes the dancer's in the spotlight, sometimes it's the singer, sometimes it's the guitarist. And in this particular show, we're going to have dancers dancing pieces together. So there might be four dancers at one point or two, but the foundation for flamenco is this improvised element where there's a language that the musicians understand that they're able to share with the dancers. So it creates just a wonderful, very spontaneous, high energetic, exciting show for everybody.
Absolutely. Does the crowd ever get into it?
Yeah, you will certainly hear plenty of olés.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, people are welcome to say olé as much as possible. We love hearing that.
Perfect. And last year's show at the same venue was sold out.
That's correct.
So you're back by popular demand.
Absolutely. This will be our third time here.
Excellent. And tickets are $20 in advance, and you can get those tickets at sebarts.com.
That's correct.
Also at soulflamenco.com.
People can certainly come to the Sol Flamenco website to see pictures of the artists and hear music, but the site will redirect you to the sebarts.org website where you can purchase tickets directly. And there's also going to be wine and tapas available for purchase, so if you get there a little early, you can take advantage of that.
Oh, I love tapas.
And I love wine.
This sounds like a fun show.
Yeah.
That's Sol Flamenco. That'll be Saturday, April 6th at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts, 7 p.m. doors, 7:30 show. Mm-hmm. So just enough time for wine and tapas.
Yep.
And then, like I said, tickets are $20 in advance. Students are 10. Children under 10 are free.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's a great family fun activity.
Absolutely. We encourage people to bring their children, exposing young people to the arts. There's nothing like it, I think, particularly in the day and age that we're living. It's a wonderful gift to bring children to any kind of arts function and let their spirits shine.
Absolutely. Well, Joel Gonsalves, Artistic Director of Sol Flamenco, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Our pleasure. See everybody on April 6th.
Can't wait. Again, I'm Charlie Swanson in for Roland Giacopetti for this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.
Sonoma Spotlight is produced at KRCB Studios in Rohnert Park. Roland Giacopetti is Sonoma Spotlight's host. Wendy Nicholson is Sonoma Spotlight's producer. Steve Birch is Sonoma Spotlight's engineer. Sonoma Spotlight airs weekday mornings at 7:53 a.m. Inside Morning Edition. Today's and previous Sonoma Spotlights are available on our website at radio.krcb.org/RSS.